Welcome to the John Moyle Memorial Field Day Weekend edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 22nd of March 2020. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7 Whiskey India and read today by Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3.670 MHz by Gary, VK7 JGD, 7140 MHz by Mike, VK7 FB, 14130 MHz by Ross, VK7 ALH, 28525 MHz by Peter, VK7 TPE, and on DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 091 by Clayton, VK7 ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7 RAA in the north and VK7 RTC in the south. And WIA 2020 Annual Conference cancelled. The WIA wishes to advise members and friends that the WIA 2020 Annual Conference has been cancelled. This is to comply with federal government directives that preclude meetings and gatherings of more than 100 people and to also refrain from unnecessary travel. The WIA apologises for any inconvenience caused. A request has been made to ASIC for a delay in holding the annual general meeting. And the WIA 2021 annual conference will be held in Hobart, and the date will be advised very soon. Again, we apologise for any inconvenience caused, and we hope to see you in Hobart in 2021. That's 73s from the WIA board. An important notice, Meet the Voice 2020 cancelled. On the 12th of March, the World Health Organization classified COVID-19 a worldwide pandemic. With this in mind, Meet the Voice organizer Danny VK7FREQ has made the decision to cancel the upcoming Meet the Voice gathering. This decision was not made lightly, but is in the interests of the VK7 radio community's health. It has been deemed prudent and necessary. Of course, the annual Sewing Circle Award must carry on, and discussions will be held with the 2019 winner Cedric regarding how he would like this to occur. Now, no firm plans have been made regarding the Hamfest in November, but updates will be shared through the Sunday broadcast. Wishing you all the best of health from Danny, VK7FREQ. And QSL News, the report from Herman, VK7HW, the manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of cards held includes the latest delivery on the 12th of March, is in the email version of this broadcast. Please contact Herman if you can assist in delivery of any of these cards in your area. If you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman by email at vk7bureau, or one word, at wia.org.au. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7HW, the WIA manager of the VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. And news from the Northwest. The Northwest Tasmanian Radio and Television Group. Meeting notice. Hi everyone from Cheryl, VK7HSC. The next meeting of the club will be held on the 4th of April at the Scout Hall, Ulverston, starting at 2 p.m, followed by afternoon tea and a chat, and club rooms are open until 6 p.m. if necessary. Once again, Shirley asks for a small plate of afternoon tea, and again she will be providing tea and coffee. And Shirley is looking forward to seeing you there, and some new faces would be great. Visitors are welcome to join us if they would like, and will be made most welcome. And that's best wishes from Cheryl, VK7, Hotel Sierra Charlie. And news from the north, the SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks and Reserves Group. Meeting times are 10:30 a.m. on Monday and Friday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. And for more details, contact Al on mobile 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. And the Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. And unless you have been taking a leaf from the pages of Rip Van Winkle, you will be well aware of the coronavirus, now formally titled COVID-19, pandemic that is now having an escalating effect worldwide. Even among the amateur radio ranks here in VK7, it has had its impact, with the cancellation of the annual Meet the Voice gathering at Ross announced last weekend. And now within the past 2 days, we've had news that the 2020 WIA AGM and conference has been scheduled for Hobart in May has now been cancelled. Hopefully the latter will be rescheduled to 2021, But first, the WIA will need to negotiate a deferment of its 2020 AGM and with ASIC. Here at NTARC Inc., we are taking a cautious approach. At this time, we are not proposing cancelling our twice-weekly coffee mornings, our Wednesday evening technical sessions, or, with one exception, our monthly general meetings, since we are unlikely to reach 100 individuals attending, limits set by the emergency proclamations. We will keep this situation closely monitored, though. After all, the Prime Minister's recommended maximum attendance was 500 only a matter of a week ago. There will be some changes to the format of our monthly meeting events, though, at least partly reflecting the COVID-19 situation. I will come to these shortly in subsequent news items. Meanwhile, an interesting fact was brought to my attention over recent days. Back in 2015, Bill Gates, yes, the famous Bill Gates, the co-founder of the Microsoft Corporation, gave a talk in which he said that the next global risk would be a highly infectious virus, not missiles or armed warfare. It would appear his prediction has come to fruition. Over the past days, he has given many talks in relation to this topic, even allowing for a healthy dose of scepticism. It makes very interesting reading. If you have any interest in this sort of thing, why not Google it and have a read what he has said in relation to the coronavirus? In any event, can we please urge all listeners to remain vigilant, not only for themselves and the immediate family, but also the wider community members? Please all exercise the recommended precautions and take care of yourselves. I guess one saving grace is that as licensed amateurs, we have at least the means to keep ourselves actively engaged in our hobby from the safety of our shacks during any necessary quarantine period, 14 days or longer. Now on to club news. As foreshadowed last week, the following is a brief rundown of our March lunch and meeting. Lunch commenced at noon and, as a change, consisted of wraps, cheese and cold meat platters accompanied with fruit platters. We had a good attendance, most of whom appeared to thoroughly enjoy the change of fare, so this menu may reappear in a future lunch meeting. The meeting commenced at 14:02 hours with an increased attendance from what we saw at lunch. Obviously, the ranks had been swelled by some warm, meat-loving carnivores. The agenda was worked through in reasonable time, actually 43 minutes, but we covered a lot of subjects. In previous news segments, I had put out a call for donations of cake slices, etc. for afternoon tea. Well, I can assure you that on this occasion, the response was staggering. What a feast we had, with donations ranging from pavlova, bee sting cake, vanilla cake and cinnamon tea cake, plus leftovers from lunch. At the end of afternoon tea, we had plenty left over to cover us for coffee mornings on Monday. Those that attended that session, therefore, also thoroughly enjoyed it all. Many thanks to those who donated cakes for the afternoon tea. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News. Continuing with NTARC News, a couple of matters covered in general business merit mention today to those members who didn't make it to the meeting. Due to our April meeting being scheduled for Wednesday the 8th, which of course will be immediately before the Easter break, it was decided that we would forego an April meeting. The reason for this change was that the meeting was so close to the Easter break and follow on school holidays, and therefore for many of us who are grandparents, we would like to be engaged on childminding duties. Another factor was the NTARC will be providing safety comms at the Easter equine event at Scottsdale, which at today's date is still scheduled to proceed and which will require attendance for setting up purposes on the Thursday for a number of those members, including key members of the committee who have volunteered their time. What we didn't discuss at the meeting, but what more recent developments have brought into sharp focus, is the COVID-19 virus and the general call for the population to adopt the social distancing call by our collective Commonwealth and state governments. Skipping a general meeting in April will appear to assist in that regard. For all those reasons, there will not be a general meeting in April, so would all members please amend their diaries accordingly. Another item to mention is that during the winter months, June, July and August, we will be holding meetings only, no barbecues, and that these meetings will take place on the relevant Saturday rather than the alternating between a Wednesday evening and a Saturday afternoon, as has been the pattern in recent years. The decision was taken in light of much reduced member numbers attending the Wednesday evening general meetings over the cold months. Understandably, many don't relish venturing out into the cold. Hence the change to day meetings over this period. Over those months, the meetings will commence at 1400 hours and each will be followed by a show and tell and afternoon tea. Again, the impact of COVID-19 was not the focus of attention during these discussions at the March general meeting, happening when they did. But again, the decision to forego barbecues during the period was seen to align with the more recent announcements by governments of recommended, if not prescribed, practices for group meetings. We hope all will understand. Now, without further ado, I will now hand over to Idris to give you a rundown of the happenings at the technical session held on Wednesday, the 18th of March. It was our APRS night. The members bought in various APRS equipment ranging from simple Bionics MicroTrack all-in-one to a Kenwood D710 with advanced features, including also being able to work as a standalone digi repeater. Peter, VK7KPC, also had some examples of homebrew equipment and discrete controllers, TNCs and transceivers. Andre, VK7ZAB, set up an ICOM R8500 receiver with an audio output split into a 1994 vintage Cantronics 9612 TNC and the sound card on his PC. With the receiver on 145.175 MHz, he then recorded the audio using a sound recording and editing program called SoundForge. This is a professional package and similar to the free software called Audacity. After capturing a packet, he was able to zoom in on the signal and clearly see the AFSK waveform. Using the package tool, he was even able to measure the two tones and confirm their frequencies. Andre then hooked up the serial port of the Cantronics TNC via the RS-232 to USB converter on his PC, then using a terminal program PuTTY to show the raw data of ASCII and hex formats. He then used the program AFSK-1200 Decoder. This is software that uses the sound card as the TNC and decodes the APRS data into a human-readable form to show call signs, location, and telemetry information. We then looked at the APRS.fi website, which overlays tracking information on the Google Maps to see where members had driven over the previous days. Thanks, Andre, for a fascinating and informative demonstration. Peter showed us some photos of his antenna farm, in particular a 30-meter band antenna for his Whisper setup. His transmissions were received in such countries as Spain. David, VK7YY, and Bernie, VK7BR, were in deep discussions on long wire antennas, and Ross, VK7ALH, was showing a circuit board from a Kenwood radio that he was repairing. He took us through the steps to diagnose the problem and brought it to our attention some damaged surface mount components. Kevin, VK7KJL, had two eager students, Wayne and Ray, in the radio room, giving more instruction for the foundation license exams. At this moment in time, all AMC exams have been suspended because of close contact issues, and we hope things improve soon. There were many options regarding COVID-19 aired around the discussion table, and this was interrupted by a call over the radio recognised as the voice of our entertainment officer, Ebenezer, VK7AT. We thought he had now arrived in the Netherlands, as mentioned last week. He had intended to contact us this evening via IRLP, but there was no link announcement or tone to be heard. A scramble for the microphone to acknowledge his call revealed that he was calling from his home QTH. He and his XYL had got as far as Singapore Airport, but had been persuaded by concerned family members to return, whereupon he is now in self-isolation for 14 days. We wished him well and we'll have to get our jokes and story rations over the air for a while. Thanks to our members who contributed to make it a great APRS-themed evening, 73 from Idris, VK7ZIR. And coming events, the technical session. The next session will be on Wednesday, the 25th of March, government agency regulations permitting. It is scheduled to commence at the usual time of 7:30 p.m. running through to 10:30 p.m. at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochelle. Pop in, catch up with fellow amateurs, bring along something that you're currently building, or just ask questions. You might also be able to answer some other questions from attendees. This is what these evenings are all about. Anything of a technical or near-technical nature, however defined, is fair game. Endless tea and coffee along with biscuits is available for a small gold coin donation. And the Easter Equine event, April the 10th and 11th, Santorina Park, Scottsdale. Good Friday events are the 80-kilometre, 60-kilometre elevated and 20-kilometre rides. Then on Easter Saturday, the Lockhart Challenge, which will be a 120-kilometre elevated ride, and there will also be a 40 and a 20-kilometre ride. If anyone can assist in this event, then our Safety Comms Coordinator Norm, VK7KTN, would appreciate hearing from you. And Norm can be contacted by email at safetycomms.ntark@gmail.com or at a coffee morning. Easter Club Rooms closure times. Early notice, please note your diary or calendar that over the Easter period, the club will hold a coffee session on Monday the 6th of April at the usual time, but then will go into recess, reopening for coffee on Friday the 17th of April. Again, government emergency regulations permitting. Technical sessions. The last technical session before the Easter break will be Wednesday the 1st of April, and we will resume our technical sessions on Wednesday the 15th of April. These changes will give everyone a chance to spend time with family and friends over this period. May General Meeting. As there will be no meeting held in April, our next meeting will be a barbecue meeting to be held on the Saturday the 9th of May, again with the caveat that government emergency regulation permits gatherings of this type and scale at the date. This will be the last lunch meeting for a few months, and lunch will commence at noon and the meeting will get underway at 2 p.m. More information as we get closer to the date, please note your diaries. Coffee mornings are normally held on Monday and Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Catch-up time is 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all. Please remember that aside from the good company, freely offered philosophical views may be less than expert political analysis, tall tales, and genuinely good fare on offer. These coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards, but currently we have no cards awaiting collection. As I remind all every week, please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and the other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company, cake and coffee, and leaving a gold coin or two or even a small banknote in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. I don't know of any other venue in Launceston or further afield that, for that matter, where you can get endless tea or coffee and eats for a donation of this minuscule amount. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to the weekly roundup, then please email them to either of the following addresses, ntark.emails@gmail.com or ypmaxwell, or one word, at bigpond.com. As once again, I'm having problems with the internet. However, it would be appreciated if any news could be sent no later than 1700 hours on Friday prior to the broadcast to allow its timely insertion in the NTARC segment. That gives us all a chance to get the NTARC segment together and off to Hobart in time for collation in the VK7 broadcast. Your continued cooperation in this regard will be greatly appreciated. I apologise for the degree of uncertainty that surrounds some of our announcements concerning coming events for this and most probably coming weeks. We are very much in the state of flux as the country and indeed the world tackles COVID-19. As the ancient Chinese saying reputedly goes, we are indeed living in interesting times. Mind you, as the bright side and the empty supermarket shelves have meant that the fortnightly shop has gotten infinitely easier to carry in the car and then pack away in the pantry. As always, I look forward to seeing you at Rochelle, 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, the Secretary of NTARC Inc. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And news from the South, the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, successful assessments. We congratulate Richard Hewson, who passed his foundation license assessment along with David Steichel, who is VK7FAAB, who passed his regulations assessment, and that's 73 from Reg, VK7KK. And the club rooms closed until further notice. Given the recent advice from the Australian government and health authorities about indoor events needing 4 square metres per person, the committee has taken the regretful step of closing the club rooms until further notice. This affects the Wednesday afternoon group and the DATV experimenters night, and as things develop, we'll keep members in the loop through regular emails and broadcast updates. And that's 73 from the Reist committee. Clubroom reno. Help wanted. Considering the news about the MTV and WIA AGM weekends being cancelled, the activity relating to the Queen's Domain clubrooms has been revised. Over the next few weeks leading up to the Easter weekend, the equipment in the main room will be sorted to identify the equipment we wish to keep for the museum. This will be a joint lunchtime and DATV task. That's if they actually meet. This will no doubt result in a range of equipment becoming available for members. Then, on the Easter weekend, the main room and toilet will be prepped, and we don't mean buying more toilet paper, hi-hi, for painting, and this is where we're asking for some helpers. If you can spare an hour or two over the Easter weekend, please let us know, because we are looking for some helpers. So we need gophers, general assistants, and dab hands on the brush that feel confident in painting the odd door or two for both prep and painting days. If you would like to volunteer an hour or two, then please contact Tony, VK7VKT, at email secretary@reist.asn.au. And that comes 73 from the Reist committee, and a PS, a huge thank you to Tony for leading this particular initiative. And DATV Experimenters Night, the COVID-19 special edition wrap-up. We started in the studio with yours truly, Justin, VK7TW, giving an interesting view of COVID-19. And I quote, "In light of all the events and gatherings being cancelled and postponed, there is a silver lining for our hobby of amateur radio. What is the common view of the uninitiated of our hobby? It's probably grey-haired men in cellars talking on radios, hi-hi. Think about that image for a moment. Grey-haired, well, that puts most of us in the age group that's vulnerable and at risk of catching COVID-19. Therefore, the health authority's advice is to self-isolate. Even if you're not grey-haired, retired or at home for most of the time, you may be asked to work remotely for your job, to self-isolate from work colleagues. The second element is, what better way to self-isolate than to disappear into the shack or into the cellar or somewhere in the house? The third element is the most fun, and that is to play radios unimpeded by normal life that appears to be, over the last few weeks, gone a bit crazy. Now, I'm not advocating that you play radios when you're supposed to be remote working for your job, or you're trying to recover from sickness, or heaven forbid, from COVID-19 infection, but it does appear to be the perfect opportunity to do some rare DX at times of the day that may not be available to most of us because we would normally be working. Of course, if you really want to self-isolate, then SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna is a great way to ensure that you're away from people and that radios just scream at you to be operated. So there may be a silver lining to this global pandemic of COVID-19 for our hobby. The ARRL has reported a 700% surge in for people signing up wanting to sit their amateur radio licence due to COVID-19. This is a huge opportunity for the hobby. However, in VK, the AMC has just shut down amateur radio assessments, so that's a bit of a pity. Anyway, back to the ATV night. We then moved to the review of the latest low-key magazine from the VKQRP Club, and we homed in on an article by Peter Parker, VK3YE, on what you could use 20 metres of wire for, and some different antennas that are possible. The next segment was a review of the recently delivered magazine OTN for Old Timers News from the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia, and there are some interesting articles about many different subjects. This was followed by a promotion of the recently released VK3YE Amateur Australian Ham Radio Handbook. And then, for a perfect self-isolation activity, we reviewed the John Moyle Memorial Field Day contest rules, which is operating this weekend, and hope to make contact with a few amateurs this weekend. For our RF viewers, we showed some funny COVID-19 and interesting amateur radio videos. And in the club rooms, we were admiring the brand spanking new heat pumps that have been installed on Monday by Scott Hutchins, VK7HVK, and his team. These heat pumps are very generously funded through the Tasmanian Community Grant, and they will substantially reduce the power consumption relating to the heating and cooling of the club rooms. Richard, VK7ZBX, showed off his recent project of a push-to-talk interface for his IC9100 and IC9700, and this allows for push-to-talk through the microphone or for through an external interface like a transverter. Great stuff, Richard. Given we can run the DATV experimenters nights with one or two people from the studio, and our audience can either be watching via RF or an internet stream this Wednesday night, may be coming to you from the DATV studio. Watch the Reese Facebook page for event details. And as a reminder, we go out on RF on 445.5 MHz DVB-T 7 meg standard definition. So, if you have a TV, set-top box, or a USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5, and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the Reese YouTube channel and Facebook, and we get underway, if we do, for the DATV Experimenters Nights from 7:30pm 73 from yours truly, Justin, VK7TW. And regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, the SOTA group, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10:30am at Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10am. Technical sessions Wednesday from 7:30 to 10:30pm in the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. Reist club rooms are closed until further notice. Reist microwave QSO party following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. And events, VKZL, the John Moyle Memorial Field Day weekend, 21st and 22nd of March 2020. Meet the Voice is cancelled, and the WIA Annual Conference is cancelled. NWTR and TVG is 4th of April, meeting from 2pm in the Ulverston Scout Hall. And a reminder for those people rostered for next week's broadcasts, newsreader VK7ZIR, repeaters Reist NTARC and NWTR and TVG, 80 metres VK7ALH, 40 metres VK7TW, 20 metres any takers, 10 metres VK7VKT, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 091 VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday nights at 8pm on repeaters VK7RAA in the north and VK7RTC in the south. And thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7 Whiskey India. And next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. And for further information about the broadcast can be found on the VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. And the deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7 Whiskey India is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. And from the VK7 Amateur Radio News, it's 73 from Justin, VK7, Tangled Whiskers.